Dennis in Nottingham, and they said, look, you've people made the whistles for the Mauritania and the Lusitania. Yes, we did. And we have some here. And they had spares, great big steam whistles. And I'd seen these big steam whistles and measured them up. And I can measure a steam whistle and then calculate the notes. I've developed this, mm-hmm. see. And I can tell you exactly the notes that are in any steam whistle by measurement and calculation on a side note. So they said, well, we're doing a show, BBC is doing a show on the Mauritania, on the Titanic and the Lusitania and all these ships. And we don't have her whistles. Of course, they're gone before the recordings, but you have the whistles. Well, they put them on, they couldn't blow them. They didn't have enough steam, you see. So they said, what do we do now? Well, I said, just take the pictures of them, and I will get you the sound. I've got the measurements of those whistles, and I will reproduce the sound for you and send you the tape. Will you? I said, certainly. So I had a recording of the Chimanus whistle, and I analyzed the sound. I said, well, damn it, it's the same as the Chimanus whistle exactly, except that it's in a lower note. So I made a bushing and put it on the capstan of the of the tape recorder, and I just slowed the tape recorder down to the speed that it should have been for that frequency, and I just made a recording of it, and I sent it to them. Thought nothing of it, you know, just one of those things you do.
Yeah.
But Jesus, I got a goddamn book here of the sounds of old ships, and one guy's picked this up, and goddamn it, if he hasn't published it, it's an authentic thing of the goddamn Mauritania. It's on this bloody record, see? And the guy, I don't know if he found out, but he jumped in the canal and drowned himself a couple of years ago. Anyhow, his name was Brooks, but I got this. Well, now, they did the show, and they were very pleased with this, and nobody thought anything of it. And then they did a show on CBC here, on the Lusitania, and the Lusitania was sunk off Ireland during the First World War. And they asked me, and I said, well, you can have this for tape effects, fellas at BBC. Sure, Christ, use it. All right, go ahead. Well, they put this on the Lusitania thing, and people, the German captain of the U-boat was there that gave the order to fire the last torpedo that sunk the ship. And people that went down with the ship, people that survived the disaster, when that whistle blew, they said, I'd know that anywhere. I'll never forget the sound of that whistle if I live to be 1,000 years. And I never said a goddamn word. All they say is, how in hell did you ever get that recording? Well, I said, I'm not telling you. But that was just simply a matter of calculation and taking a known whistle and changing the thing around a bit. It was cheating, don't you think?
I'm worried about this here going on the other side. Like for editing and everything like that. Are you?
I won't take a spell like that.
No, just dub it off.
Yeah, that's all. Just make it.
Dub it off.
Yeah.
Dub it off. Wait a minute. No, I'll give you the rest of these. Now this now. That's the KM whistle during development at Nanaimo Lakes.
Uh-huh.
And I've got the echoes and everything on stereo, you see. Listen to this one. Now, this is the major chord.
Yeah.
It's major. Now, that one, the nearest is Safe in the Arms of Jesus, is the nearest thing to that. Now, listen to this.
Now, really a good solid sound.
Now they said, Mr. Swanson, that won't do for a foghorn. It's got to have a grunt on the end.
Mm.
Oh. And one fellow says, yes, it must have a base terminal appendage. So I said, all right. And I worked on this goddamn thing, and I worked on it with that horn. That's a synchronized horn. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people realize, but that's a pair of synchronized, you see. So I came up with the idea, after analyzing a diaphone, that if I put that a note of 110 cycles and could quickly switch over to another horn of 85 cycles, like boom, I shut it off with an agostat type of timer,
yeah,
that the thing would go boom, like boom, and it would sound boom, boom, and you wouldn't know it from the diaphone.
Yeah.
But goddammit, I did it. And they're using it and calling it the simulated diaphone, and they're even trying to change this for electronic. It makes me bloody laugh because they don't have to change anything. Here it is. See, listen though. This is what I come up with for them. See?
You need a little distance on that, out in the fog.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, you can't
for it
tell
to
it.
Color it over.
They've been out, we've been out 3 and 4 and 5 miles, and they've had to.
Yeah,
had
I can
to,
see that.
Had to wire
in
on that radio
that
and say,
out.
Which one was that?
Yeah.
Well, that was the air chime.
Yeah.
Oh.
The thing
oh.
you have to, you see, what
the echo just.
The difference we hear now is the attack on the second note, which isn't on the original. Like,
no, but when you play the diaphone, the real one I was simulating, you can hardly tell the difference.
But isn't
it just
there,
goes, ooh.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it's,
the
that,
same
it's that attack in to the second note, like, ooh. You know, it's,
yeah.
a,
it's like a collapse.
You know,
this
a
one
collapse.
Yeah,
bomb. This
yeah
one
but they accept this as out in the fog as a
bomb. Well, I think
and use one seventh
in
the air.
Yeah, it would cover that. Yeah.
You see, now this one now is the Canada train whistle. Here is the ones for the caravans in a hornier sound. Now here's the BC Hydro. Now that's done at the lakes, not done on the hydro belt.
Mm. Yeah, that's nice. I like that. That's using your big.
Yeah, but you see,
noise.
I'm not getting any reverberation.
Yeah.
I was the right distance, and I did 32 copies of it, and I picked them up.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, is a hell of a nice. You know. Now here, see. Bunch of them.
I found it now when I recognize it.
This is UN. You hear him whistle, he whistled once there, and how he'll blow across and whistle. But he's. Nothing wrong with that recording.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
No,
how far
away
were you? How far away were you from
the? I was just on the, I'd say about a mile and a half, mile.
Yeah.
It went up to about 5 miles, this recording.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the morning. I like the sound of a train in the night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anytime. We were up in Kamloops all summer, and I was recording them for about 10 days, you know, and Kamloops is in this bowl.
Yeah.
And depending on where he blew the whistle.
You see, and they've got some tremendous recordings.
You
I've got some good ones, but
yeah.
they've got some better than mine. But they think.
Are they stereo?
Oh, Christ, yes, they're
yeah.
stereo shit, yes.
Yeah.
Stereo 4-track he sent me, and I put it on the 2-track.
You know what, I really would like to hear one of these or a couple of these whistles now after talking about
it. Well, we got
it. I wonder if it's so bad I can taste them.